I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, January 27th. Eight people were displaced by a three-alarm house fire in Quincy yesterday. Flames broke out in the two-family home at 177 Arlington Street in Wollaston at 4 p.m. The fire started in the basement and made its way up through the roof, causing extensive damage. No one was hurt. However, the home is currently unlivable. The Red Cross was assisting the victims, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. Firefighters cleared the scene by 7 o'clock last night. There were no injuries in a two-alarm fire at a home in Braintree on Franklin Street Saturday afternoon. That fire started on the home's rear porch just before 4 p.m. The Braintree Police Department announced that Braintree Fire Department was operating a second alarm fire at 316 Franklin Street and that the public should avoid the area of Franklin Street and Washington Street near Five Corners. As a result of the fire, the home has been ruled a total loss. The cause of that fire is also under investigation. Five people were displaced by a house fire in Randolph early Saturday morning. Randolph fire officials say they responded to a fire at a single-family ranch-style home on Marconi Drive at around 3 a.m. on Saturday. When they arrived, firefighters found smoke coming from the front door of the home. Source of the fire was at the rear of the home, flames shooting through a basement window. Firefighters made entry into the house and were able to determine that the fire started near the home's heating equipment. Fire was put out about 20 minutes later. Basement sustained fire, water, and smoke damage, and the first floor also had some smoke damage. Fire officials say the home is currently uninhabitable because the heating system was damaged. Five people who lived in the house were displaced and were staying with family members in the neighborhood. No residents or firefighters were injured. Firefighters from Holbrook and Milton provided mutual aid at the scene, while Braintree and Avon covered Randolph's stations. A preliminary investigation determined that the fire might have been caused by a malfunction in the heating system, but the official cause remains under investigation. A varsity cheer coach in Quincy is under investigation by the school district following allegations that that coach provided alcohol and marijuana to Quincy High School students, shared inappropriate images online, and breached student confidentiality by sharing private information, according to a letter from Quincy Public Schools Superintendent Kevin Mulvey to the community on Friday. In that letter, Mulvey said the alleged incidents happened on at least one occasion. He also said students and families who've been directly affected have been informed. While these very serious allegations are being investigated, the employee has been placed on administrative leave. Mulvey says the investigation remains active, and not all of the details are currently known to the school department. The identity of the coach has not yet been released, and Mulvey said the investigation remains active because the school department does not know all of the details. Quincy Police Chief Mark Kennedy confirms that his department is also assisting in the investigation. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch would deliver a State of the City address this morning. Koch will speak at 10:30 in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. You can watch the address live right here on QATV channels 9 and 1072 and on QATV.org. Koch is in the middle of his seventh term in office and is the longest-serving mayor in Quincy history. He has not yet said if he'll be running for re-election when his current term expires in 2027. He is Quincy's 33rd mayor. A wrong-way driver was killed in a crash on Route 3 in Plymouth. State police said they received reports of a wrong-way driver on Route 3 South in Plymouth shortly before midnight on Friday. Soon afterward, a trooper on patrol reported a crash that appeared to be related. All southbound lanes were closed while emergency crews responded to the scene. They reopened about 3:30 a.m. The driver of the wrong-way vehicle sustained serious injuries, was taken to an area hospital, and later pronounced dead. He's been identified as 26-year-old Adam Place of Brewster. A second car was also involved in the crash, driven by a woman in her late 20s. She was also taken to a local hospital and is expected to survive. crash remains under investigation by state police. DW Field Park in Brockton and Avon closed on Friday after officials warned of a potential avian flu outbreak. The indefinite closure comes less than a week after more than 60 Canada geese, swans, and ducks were found dead at Billington Sea Pond in Plymouth. Several dead swans and Canada geese were found on Upper Porter Pond in DW Field Park earlier in the week. The Parks Department at DW Field filed reports through State Animal Control Services and with the Mass Wildlife Department of Fish and Game. The Brockton Emergency Management Agency announced on Friday the park would be closed, citing an abundance of caution due to wildlife issues. Park will remain closed until city and state officials investigate the cause of death for the found swans and geese. Officials warned the public not to touch any injured or dead birds to minimize the risk of spreading avian flu, and they instructed guests not to feed any geese or ducks until the situation is resolved. Avian flu, formerly known as highly pathogenic avian influenza, rarely affects humans. However, prolonged exposure to sick or dead birds can put people at a higher risk of infection. Both wild and domesticated birds can be infected with avian flu without showing any symptoms, and wild mammals such as foxes can also become infected. Well, dozens of people lined Hancock Street in North Quincy yesterday, holding American flags to honor a war hero and Vietnam veteran well known in the community. The body of retired Captain Richard Stratton was flown from Florida to Logan Airport, where Quincy officers met his casket on the tarmac to escort him back home to Quincy with a formal procession. Police officers, veterans, even strangers all stood to salute his casket as it was brought to the funeral home. Stratton was 93 years old. Captain Stratton's story is one for the books as one of the longest-serving POWs from the Vietnam War. He was a fighter pilot in the Navy and did a few missions overseas and got shot down, got captured, was in prison for 7.5 years, more than 2,200 days. After coming home from the war, Stratton continued his service in the Navy with positions across the country. He ended his career as the director of the Naval Academy Prep School in Newport, Rhode Island. Funeral for Captain Stratton will take place this Saturday at Sacred Heart Church in North Quincy at 11 a.m., buried with full military honors in Mount Wollaston Cemetery. Visiting hours will be Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Cohane Funeral Home. Check of business news, and stocks are lower. The Dow was down 140, the NASDAQ dropped 99, and the S&P lost 17. World stocks also lower, and many Asian markets are closed for the holidays. The dollar was steady, the euro was down, oil at $74 a barrel. In sports, Celtics will take on Houston at 7:30 tonight in Boston. The Bruins will be in Buffalo tomorrow night at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, sunny and breezy, a high of 37 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and a low of 20. Maybe some snow showers tomorrow, high of 34. Wednesday, scattered snow showers. Could be a couple of inches of accumulation Wednesday, high 36. And sunny 26 on Thursday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. The wind southwest, 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots. A high tide at 9:27 this morning. Sunrise 7:01, sets at 4:52. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, January 27th.